Chapter 1. Stanley Falls Out of the Sky. The forest was hushed and still in the morning mist. The sun had just begun to kiss the top leaves of the century-old trees. Stanley stumbled out of the forest, covered in twigs and leaves. He was a young dragon, with green skin, and the tips of his scales were purple. His wings were small, and that made for short, wobbly flights. He wore horn-rimmed glasses that were very thick. A piece of tape held them together, from time to time, when he crashed into a tree and broke them. His tie was loose and catawampus. He was very confused. Where was he? He sat down on a small toadstool and squished it flat. Sighing, he picked himself up, straightened his tie, and sat on a larger stool. Stanley didn't mean to run away from home. It just seemed like a good idea at the time. His feelings were hurt, and he was tired of everyone making fun of him. And now he was lost. "I'll show them," he muttered to himself. "They can't treat me like this." From high in a tree, an owl hooted. This owl was very old and wise, and had lived in the enchanted forest for many centuries. He had brown, black, and white feathers, and was very beautiful. He was a spotted owl, and his name was Stare.
"Who?"
asked Stare.
"Me,"
replied Stanley in a forlorn voice.
"Who?"
repeated Stare.
"Me. Who are you?"
Stanley looked up, searching the treetops.
"Friend or foe?"
"Who?" replied Stare.
"Well, who, if you mean me harm, think again. I am a fearsome dragon."
"Who?" asked Stare.
"Me, that's who."
"Who?" Stanley didn't know what was wrong with this bird. No matter how many times Stanley answered the annoying owl, he kept asking the same question.
"Don't you know any other question?"
said Stanley.
"I have one for you. Where am I?"
From between the trees, Donald walked into the clearing. He was a handsome fairy, with tailored wings and big ears. His little green shoes curled up at the toes. He was neatly dressed in trousers, a shirt, and vest. A colorful bow tie completed his wardrobe. He was 9 years old in fairy years, and had lived in the forest his entire life. He had seen many strange things in this forest, but he had never seen a dragon.
"Hello, can I help?"
asked Donald. Stanley whirled around, frightened, as he had never seen a fairy before.
"Don't come any closer. I am a fire-breathing dragon,"
shouted Stanley. Stanley reared his head back and took a deep breath as if he was about to spew flames. Just then, a beautiful red and black ladybug flew down out of the trees and landed on Stanley's shoulder.
"There you are, you bad little dragon. I thought I told you to wait for me,"
said Persnickety. She turned to Donald.
"Please, sir, do not hurt him. He really is a very good dragon."
Donald bowed to Stanley and Persnickety.
"I mean you no harm, Mr. Dragon. My name is Donald, and I'm pleased to meet you."
"You are?"
said Stanley.
"My name is Stanley, the stalwart." "What beautiful manners you have, Donald,"
said Persnickety.
"Ooh,"
said Stare.
"Quiet,"
said Donald.
"Excuse me?"
said Persnickety.
"Ooh,"
replied Stare.
"Who?"
said Stanley. Everyone looked quite confused. Who was Donald talking to? Donald laughed, seeing their faces, and pointed up in the tree to the owl.
"I was talking to Stare,"
said Donald.
"He told me his name was Who," said Stanley.
"No, that's what he asks. He asks far too many questions, and they are always the same.
His name is Stare,"
said Donald, laughing.
"Well, it wasn't very nice of him to trick me,"
said Stanley.
"Ooh,"
said Stare.
"You,"
said Stanley. Persnickety flew around Stanley, picking off leaves and twigs. She straightened his tie and took out her handkerchief and polished his eyeglasses.
"Really, Stanley, you're in no shape to meet new people," cried Persnickety. "Just look at you. I leave you alone for 2 seconds and you get dirty and messy."
"Sorry, Nickety,"
said Stanley.